one thing is clear, and I've got 35 years experience of being a professional diplomat working for my country, is that diplomacy can't survive without confidentiality and without trust. You need that to be able to conduct relationships, get information, transact business together. And in that respect, diplomacy is no different from so many other branches of life. It doesn't mean that everything that we do is conducted in secret, because your government in the United States, my government in the UK, is accountable to the public. It explains itself day by day, often minute by minute.
I think it's the balance of like transparency and security. And certain things obviously are more sensitive when it comes to security, whereas others, I think the public feels like they have the right to know. And some people are applauding this gesture and claiming that it's heroic.
I don't myself think it's heroic. We've made clear as a government, we the UK government, make clear that we of course condemn the unauthorized release of confidential information like this. What difference will it make? Well, we have an extraordinarily close relationship with the United States. That relationship is essential for Britain's security, Britain's prosperity, Europe's security and prosperity. So nothing's going to affect that. But I think it's a sad day when information which is passed in confidence is divulged in this way.
I want to go back to 2008 when a memo of yours was leaked. Did anything positive come from that incident?
That was a memorandum which I wrote on the presidential election campaign, which was unfolding here, which was leaked by one of the British newspapers. But again, you know, that's what diplomats do. We're paid to provide those confidential assessments back to our governments of what's going on in the country in which we're working. And obviously, it's going to make it much more difficult for us to do that in the future if the stuff is going to appear in the newspapers word for word.
Hillary Clinton spoke earlier, wait until you hear what we've said about you. And it seems like in diplomatic circles, it goes without saying that some descriptions may not be the most flattering. And they are just cables. They are just memos. And so in terms of the impact, do you think this has changed the field, this leaking?
The way I read Secretary Clinton's statement today was that she was going to make rather major efforts to ensure that that American diplomatic cables are going to be protected properly in the future. And I think that's what governments have to do, while at the same time, as you were suggesting, making sure that, of course, our publics have got to understand what is going on in foreign policy. But it's not as though they need, there is an absolute requirement for people to know every single word that's conducted in private between diplomats.
Thank you so much for your time.
That's a pleasure. Nice to meet you.